Welcome, everyone. We got three on here, so we actually got more than three. I love how Facebook does this. It shows three, but I'm saying hello to Gary, to Bill, to Dana, to Chris, and to Larry. Pastor Larry, that is. There's five, and it shows four. I guess it takes a while for that algorithm to catch up. Regardless, Tom, can you get back to make yourself way backwards? Because I left that in a bad spot. If you can hit the backslides, or maybe you are, go way, way back. Because we're going to shout to the Lord first. Yeah, you got a ways to go. Eventually, he'll get there. Because I left it in a... Almost. Keep going. Almost. Stop. There you go. One forward. Two forward now. Perfect. Shout to the Lord. So welcome, everybody. Sing Shout to the Lord with us. Go for it, Karen.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I love you, forever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. No, nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Amen. For those of you watching right now, you're thinking you're missing a few people. Uh-huh. Yep, you're correct. We are missing a few people. We've got vacations. We got vacations and vacations, don't we? Although Bruce's wasn't exactly vacation, was it? Bruce's was more getting the house ready for something. Unless you call that fun, right? But we're glad you're here. Who else has joined us here? Hello, Holly. Hello, Julie. I'm sure I missed some other ones rolling in. Oh, Susan's here. Chris is here. God bless you guys. Great to see you. Good to see you here today.
Light of the world, you step down in the
the darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor.
Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. No, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Oh, I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Now we have something very special. We're not going to do that. Let's go right to literally the special. This is going to be our Sunday special. So for those of you who aren't going to be here Sunday, or better yet, who are going to be here Sunday, you're going to get this twice. How good is that? Rita is going to sing us a song called Written in Red, and it's a beautiful piece. It's piano and Rita. So I wonder if you guys are ready.
In letters of crimson, God wrote his love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you and for me, Jesus died. And love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you, I love you, written in red. Down through the ages, God wrote his love with the same hands that suffered and bled. Giving all that he had to give, a message so easily read. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you. I love you, written in red. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love you. I love you, written.
Beautiful, beautiful. That was on film. You did beautifully. You did beautifully, guys. It was beautiful. Uh-huh. Both of them. Both of them. They've been working hard on that piece. It was beautiful, ladies. Absolutely beautiful. Karen, you want to? You feeling lucky on this next this closing, or you'd rather not? Your pleasure. Four. Four, and this is one I need to learn anyway, so for those who are watching, you can forgive me. Be forgiving as I'm trying to find my note. This is actually going to be our closing hymn on Sunday. Lord, I want to be a Christian. That should be on there for us, Tom. No, do it. Remember, yeah.
Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more loving in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. More holy in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart, in my heart, in my heart. Lord, Lord, I want to be more holy in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart. Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart, in my heart.
pretty song, isn't it? I think it's a pretty song. I think it's a pretty song. It's a good show. Actually, the pastor picked that one. I think is he still watching? I don't know if he's still watching. So there you go. Congrats, pastor. You picked a good one. Still debating on the opening hymn, which we didn't do. Sure. Let's see if we can pull this one off. You found it. Nice job.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Every time I look into the holy book, I want to tremble. When I read about the part where the carpenter cleared the temple. For the buyers and the sellers were no different fellas than what I profess to be. And it causes me shame to know that I'm the mountain I should be. Put your hand in the hand of the man who sealed the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from a Galilee. Mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. And when I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm close to heaven. Daddy lived his life for 8 kids and wife. You do what you must do. And he showed me enough of what it takes to get you through. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at others differently. By putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
Something like that. Cool. Good ending. Guess we should have practiced the ending, shouldn't we? Ah, nice. We made it. We made it. Skeleton crew, we made it. We'll move on to a message. Pick a name for it. Let me switch mics a second here, guys. Gotta do costume change. Yeah, costume change. I gotta drop the ear monitor, put on the lav mic, grab a piece of paper. It helps a lot. The more instruments, the merrier. Can you hear me now? Here we go. All right, we got that. And actually, guys, give me just a second here. I want to write down before I move over to my tablet and lose some of this stuff. Oh, look, Roger Stapp's on too. How awesome is that? Hello, everybody. We've got, I wanted to see if I had any prayer requests that might roll off on here. Oh, bless God. Thanks, Larry, for praying for people. Chris is on here praying for people too. Susan's good. Okay, I made it. Scroll back. We're looking good. Let's get this over here. This guy. Guess I don't need that. Da, 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 da.
Another standing room only crowd. Yeah, we like to have fun. That's a running joke. Hey, you know what? And this is so funny, you know, because Facebook was showing like four or five on there, but yet if you look on the where it says joined, there's more like about 15 or 20. You know, it's like, really? It's like, whatever. Facebook has got it all figured out eventually, but it doesn't matter. God knows who's here, and they can watch it later too. And that's fun. So welcome everyone. So it's the middle of the summer. This is when vacation stuff happens. So let's see. Bruce, I believe, is in. So if you're going from, as you're normally watching here, the tall guy on your left as you're watching, he is down in Florida preparing a house for sale. Then you move over to Brandon. Brandon actually is headed down to, where's Brandon headed to there, Scott? Is it Louisville? Louisville. So they're headed on down to Louisville. They'll be down there a few days. Todd is actually going to be headed out to Virginia, although I think hopefully he'll be here tomorrow night with us. We're doing an Emmaus gathering tomorrow night. So actually tune in here on this my Facebook wall here tomorrow night. See, we're going to put our Facebook Live up for that one because we're here and it's all set up. So it'll be fun. It'll be a lot of fun with that. And I guess that's about it, isn't it? So yeah, that's about it. Fortunately, Scott's here. So we got the beat. Karen tickling the ivories. I'm trying to pretend I know what I'm doing. And Rita, God bless her, did beautifully up there, Rita. It was great. It's great. We loved it. Absolutely loved it. So tomorrow night, if you're watching tomorrow night, make sure you check out, because if you're looking closely, there's a banjo sitting down over there. And the banjo will actually we'll have that one out tomorrow night. It'll be at right around about the same time, about 7 o'clock on Friday night, because they roll on through. So, how's gravity? Warm. It's been warm, hasn't it? It's been warm. All right. So another one of those crazy days, crazy weeks. I do a lot with the Emmaus community out here locally, Emmaus and Chrysalis. And for those that aren't familiar, you can go to the upperroom.org and read about the Emmaus walks and about Chrysalis flights. So the Chrysalis flights are geared toward young men and women, and it's a young men's walk and a young women's walk. It's like ages 15 to 24 is how we combine them. But anyway, I'll be leading the music team on that at the end of this month for the boys, which will be fun. And I haven't done that before, which is neat. And then there's going to be a women's walk. So they call the youth, they call those flights. You come in as a caterpillar and you leave as a butterfly. That's the term chrysalis, you know, with the metamorphosis, right? And then for the walks, they're called pilgrims when you're on there, okay? And I don't know what you're called when you leave. I guess you're called a child of God, I guess, right? No, it's designed, though, for Christians. It's not designed to take atheists and move them through. It's designed to take Christians, believers, and help them really understand the love of God. It's a powerful program. Love to have you guys come through that. But so everybody's welcome here tomorrow night, and you'll be welcome to watching, too. So it'll be a lot of fun. Loads and loads of fun. So didn't really have anything prepared, per se. That's actually more of an oddity when God actually says, I want you to talk about something. So we opened up, and look what opens up. Psalms opens up. And which one do you want me to lead here, Lord? I've got the entire Psalm 99. I've got the entire Psalm 100. Looks like Psalm 100 wins here, and maybe even 101. Let's take a look at Psalm 100. You got to like this one, especially with our limited musicians here tonight. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. I think we did all right on that. We did joyful songs. God's good. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. And we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. I love this psalm because it's short and sweet. It's almost done already. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And you got to like these translations, right, when they get that right. Not some generations, not just the current generation, all generations, okay? That is all generations who recognize God, our God, the God of all gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, through Christ Jesus. Actually, I need to go into Psalm 101 because there's actually a song that we didn't do tonight, but we've sung this before. Psalm 101 says, I will sing of your love and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praise. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I will walk in my house with a blameless heart, and I will set before my eyes no vile thing. I'm going to stop right there a second. That's it's as much true back then as it is today, right? Because we are products of the flesh. Our flesh is weak, and especially men. Men are more tempted by things of the eyes than women are. Now, let's not say women aren't, because I know they are. All right, but men are more so, and that's because the lust of the flesh runs heavier through men than it does through women. So I will set before my eyes no vile thing. So if you're seeing something you shouldn't be seeing, look away, guys. Look away. Focus on Jesus. And it's a hard thing, especially when we're young and growing up. The deeds of faithless men I hate. All right, so obviously God says, hey, you need to be faithful. So the deeds of faithless men I hate. They will not cling to me. Men of perverse heart shall be far from me, and I will have nothing to do with evil. So God's making it pretty clear there. It's like, nope. I'm all goodness, I'm all love, I'm all joy. Don't be messing with this evil stuff. Whoever slanders his neighbor in secret, him I will put to silence. And whoever has haughty eyes and a proud heart, him I will not endure. So God doesn't like pride. Now, let's quantify pride though, right? It's one thing to be proud of something. It's another thing to be proud of yourself. And that's what God's referring to here. When you say, I did this, it's me. You know, when at the end of the day, we don't do very many things on our own that we can truly say, yes, it was me, because how did we even get to be me, right? Because God made us. God made us. He gave us all these things. My eyes will be set on the faithful in the land that they may dwell in me. So God's saying, hey, I'm going to watch those of you that are faithful. So you can dwell. I love that. Dwell in me. Dwell. Think about that. Dwell. You know, he could have said be with me, right? But he says, dwell with me. It's like, wow, that's cool. That's relationship stuff. That's spending time. He whose walk is blameless will minister to me. Now think about that one. We're ministering to God. So when we're living, walking pure and staying away from the evil, we get to be with God. No one who practices deceit will dwell in my house. No one who speaks falsely will stand in my presence. Okay? So God's saying, don't you be thinking about walking into my house with a tongue like that or with an attitude like that. Every morning I will put to silence all the wicked in the land, and I will cut off every evildoer from the city of the Lord. This is actually a longer one, but I'm going to keep going because it's still calling me to. So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. All right, now this, of course, this is the New International Version. It said those who fear him. Now, of course, in the English language, a lot of times we think of fear as something scary, right? You know, to be afraid of. Fear, of course, in this is actually dealing with more of a respect. Honor him. Fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust, because you remember we are formed from dust, and to dust we shall return. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children. That's pretty cool. Children's children, right? Children's children. That's a couple generations. And with those who keep his covenant. That's the key one right there. With those who keep his covenant promise and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. I'm almost done. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do his biddings, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. We got a lot of songs to talk about. Bless the Lord, all my soul, right? Praise the Lord at the beginning of, at the beginning of Psalm 103. It was praise the Lord. It was praise the Lord, O my soul, my innermost being be his holy praise. I mean, there's just so many praise the Lord songs. And there should be, for God is worthy of our praise. God is so, so worthy of our praise. So it's all good. It's good. We're making this one a little brief tonight, but there's no shame there. I want to bring this up real quick, though, to make sure I didn't miss anything. So we're going to take some prayer requests in that here local, things we need to lift up in prayer. For those of you who are watching on Facebook, if you'd be kind enough to post your prayer requests. If you posted it a little earlier, I might miss it, so you might want to repost it for me, please. But let's see. Let me jump on here real quick and see what it grabs. Let me turn this down so it doesn't feed back. I do know that I had a text from, I'm going to write this down before I forget about it. I had a text from Chip Shep, Travel Mercies. He'll be here Sunday, he said. So cool. Yeah, look, we got more percussion. So for Chip, it's Travel Mercies. God is good, Chip. You shall be protected. But we will lift that up. Let's see. Okay. Unfortunately, the farthest back I'm scrolling here looks like for Cindy. And Cindy's asking, pray for her mom's neighbor, Betty. Mom's neighbor, Betty. She has been fighting breast cancer since last February. It has spread to her ribs. So, absolutely. That breast cancer, we're lifting up. We're lifting her up for Betty. And God bless you, Bert. Bert is having that. Justin Truman. Katie and myself are going to start attending. That's awesome, man. I hope I can get the drums down or the guitar. Hey, looks like he's a musician too. Looks like he does a little guitar, little drums, little cool. Awesome. Looking forward to having you here, Justin. Justin and Katie both. Justin and Katie were married here this past Saturday. And Justin is the brother of Todd Truman, I didn't mention Todd's not here. I'm trying to forget what I told. So Todd said, hey, we're going to have the praise band, or about half of our praise band ended up singing for them for that. Actually, the other half wasn't available. Vacations and the like. But that's okay. That's good. Okay. Well, that's all the ones I got on here right now. So I'm going to take some, see what's going on here within the church. And if you got any other prayer requests, make sure you guys bring them on here. And I'll go ahead and write these down before they scroll off. Tom, our young lady is still hanging on. The judge had issued the do not resuscitate for her, right? And
that will be a court hearing. Mother filed an emergency visitation.
Oh, okay.
And they set it for July the
18th. So July 18 is when, well, that's when they want to visit? When she wants to visit? Or that's when the hearing is? Oh, wow, it's pretty far out, actually, all things considered, isn't it?
Yesterday, she goes up and starts filming in the hospital.
Yeah, that's sad.
And security took her out of the hospital.
Yeah, so we've got, she's 26, I think you said? So we've got a young lady, 26 years old, but for the past 20 years, I think you said, she's been dealing with seizures and just health stuff, right? Since the age of six. And now it's just kind of gotten to a point where it's... Yeah. So obviously we're lifting up that family too. Yeah. Yeah. That stinks. You got any good news, Tom? You had any good successes in other of your daily roles? Give us a joy here, will you? Help me out. Good.
Very receptive to anything that you want to help with.
Good. So you do have some good ones. Good thing you minister to.
They just can't do that because they won't stay on their medicine.
Oh, right.
But as long as they're on their medicine, they're happy to go lucky.
Okay.
You go in and see them and they're just...
Well, it's good to know your entire day isn't totally shot with negativity, that is. So that's good. It's a special thing you do, my friend, being a guardian. That's a lot. Christine is asking for prayer for Emily. We've actually prayed for Emily a few different times, and God's been awesome. I think Emily had, Christine, you might have to reply here for me. I know it'll be a little delayed, but I'll get it. She had something, some surgery done. I think it was to remove a gallbladder, I think is what it was. I think it's gallbladder. So she had her gallbladder removed, and so now she's trying to get her body to adjust to that, because your gallbladder works with the bile and all that in the intestines. And yeah, you could help me out on that. You could explain that better than I'm doing. So anyway, she's got adjustments with that. So we're definitely lifting up Emily with that stuff with it. Oh, looks like Earl joined us too, and Sean Kurtz. Well, how awesome is that? Has joined with us in marching. So this is good. If you guys have any prayer requests, make sure you bring them up here. We're going to get in a circle here in a few minutes and lift things in prayer. Pain with the heel? Is that one of your acquaintance? All right. So you have a friend with heel pain then. Well, that's going. That heel pain is going to go in the name of Jesus. If I can write heel, right? See, I'm used to writing healing, like H-E-A-L, not H-E-E-O. So, yeah. That's right. Be healed. Rita, how's your family? How are things? What's her name? Sandy. So she's exhibiting kind of some signs where it might have happened again. Is that what you're thinking? Okay. Might have had a stroke or something before. Or how long ago was the first stroke? Oh, it's been years. Okay. All right. Well, then we'll reverse the effects of that stroke. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm trying to remember, did you start some type of new job, or you're thinking about it, or? Well, that's a good sign when you go in for your interview and your W-2 is already complete, so, okay. So at that point, that wasn't an interview, that was a captive view. Sign here. What do they call it now? It's not volunteered, it's voluntold. You know. Well, good. I'm happy for you. Give you something keep you occupied. A way to minister to some people now. It's a neat way to do it. Scott, what's going on? Yeah. So he got hired though, right? Brandon did. Brandon has a job. Is it every day or only certain days at certain times, or? That's the millennial. That's a millennial attitude. Right. Good. Well, good. That's good. Yeah. Melody's still doing well, you know, up in Minnesota. Carolyn and her boyfriend actually visited her last week. Carolyn's more of a city girl than a go out and get bit by a mosquito girl. And Carolyn, if you're watching, I'm welcome. Waiting for your comment. But I know Carolyn obviously enjoyed spending time with her sister, and they did some fun things. Carolyn jumped off of one of these big, you know, the 25-foot rocks, and bit her tongue when she landed. So obviously she was going, ah! But you know, tongues heal fast. So what is it? Tongues and eyes, I think, are the two things that heal the fastest. Yeah, so anyway, we're still lifting up Melody with that. So, but Travel Mercies, of course, for your family, right? Everybody but you, essentially, is going down to... you just got the alone, being alone mercy. Yes, okay, so Scott's family. TV dinners, all right, pizza, TV dinners. Yeah, all right. So Scott, I don't even have to pray for you for this week, man. You just got it. You got it made. It's everybody else I got to pray for. The rest of your family. Oh, but that's all good. That's all good. Let's see. We got any other? I haven't seen any other prayer requests coming in here quite yet. We're lifting up Melody. I've got, the chrysalis flight for the boys. Although, if they don't have at least, I think, six signed up by this Monday, they're probably going to cancel it because the girls were supposed to be 2 weeks ago, and they didn't make their six by that cutoff time. So they actually canceled the girls' flight, which is a shame, because what happens is you have a number of team meetings, typically 4 to 5 is kind of average, which might happen like within 2 months prior to the event. So you've got a lot of people that invest a lot of time to this. So one of the things they do at the meetings is there's 15, at both of them, there's 15 talks in total that are done over 3 days. It's kind of like 5 each day. And the talks are designed to help people understand the love of God and kind of keep progressing and moving on through that. That's how the talks are designed. But those talks are all previewed. That's one of the main reasons for doing these team meetings ahead of time. And all of them are previewed so that the message is presented, to the caterpillars or pilgrims, is one that everybody agrees, okay, yeah, that's the right message. That's not going to... I'll give you a good example. For example, somebody was doing a talk once, and they said something that was kind of... that was fine what they said, but it could have been interpreted in a way that one of the pilgrims sitting there might have had an experience that it wasn't quite... So some things like that we watch for in the talks to kind of say, well, I like your point, but say it like this instead of that. So, because that's one of the worst things you can do is you get into this and somebody gets triggered, because the enemy's always looking for an excuse, right? Always looking for an excuse. But they're real important. It's real important. It's a lot of effort that goes into all these things. So actually, for this boys' chrysalis flight, their last meeting, which happens to be my first because I got called in late, is this Saturday. So I'm doing music today, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a busy music weekend. Busy music weekend. Bless God, He blesses me to love it. So for the chrysalis flight, obviously, and then for the upcoming walks, those are all good things. All good things to roll through. Yeah, the chrysalis flight. right. Greg needs. Thank you. I'll just write it down like that. I'll make it real simple. Greg needs peace. Not to say that I'm going crazy on it, because I like it. It's fun, but it's very busy. It's a lot. As a matter of fact, in preparing for this, I've been meaning to do for probably 2 years. All right, and because I haven't done it for 2 years, therefore it kind of became a big project when I finally decided to do it. One of the things that I've never had to do before, because I plan music here, usually I'll plan for this day. Like, for example, the PDF, I create a PDF for here, and it's got our pre-service songs, it's got our opening hymns, it's got, if there's communion, everything's in order, everything's there. Boom, one PDF, this is what we're doing. It's planned out. A lot of times what happens on these chrysalis or Emmaus flights or Emmaus walks is if you try to go and plan stuff like that, a lot of times the Holy Spirit might say, no, you need to do this song, because of something that happened. So you need flexibility with it. So what I spent, literally spent probably about the past 6 or 7 days doing is two things. One was taking all the music and putting into one song per PDF so I can index it and I can do all that stuff. And then I've got this nice software Android, $8 software, right? And put it on there that I can do it on the Android. But then my bigger project was actually taking all the lyrics off for all those songs and putting into something called OpenLP, which is kind of like PowerPoint, but it's actually worship software. It's really meant to do music lyrics, and that PowerPoint is really more for business. But that took a while to put all that in the database. But it's been well worth it. And for anybody watching or heard me say that, you want a link, let me know. I'll send you a link for all that. But OpenLP is what that was called. But thank you. Yeah, it's busy, busy, busy. But hey, let's go ahead and... let's go ahead and see if we can't spin all this around. Get ourselves in a circle. Spin that. that baby around. Turn, spin, spin, spin. Turn, turn, turn. That's actually one of the, that might be one of the songs we do. You know, this is really funny, too, because one of the things that's always a challenge when you're doing the music for youth, I mean, I'm 55, all right? And we're talking, yeah, I know you guys. But by comparison, right, we're dealing with people like 25, I mean, I'm over twice their age, right? Now, fortunately, a lot of the music that I grew up with, it's just rehashed now, and that's fine. So it's my question, like, ooh, do they know this song? Do they know that song? But I know by God's grace, we'll have it. Chainbreaker, we'll figure out Chainbreaker. That's a newer song we'll do. We'll do Chainbreaker one time. Yeah. Yeah, that's Zach Williams, right? Well, good. Let's join in, huh? Oh, here, I guess I should. I guess I should be nice to everybody.
I can't remember it.
Oh, you're very kind to me. I got on the proper hand this time. You've been holding the cold water? Woo! That feels good, actually. He's got cold hands. At least this hand. Is that hand cold, too?
I got cold water.
You're cold water. That's all good. Well, Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights. And boy, Thursday nights are always interesting, musically and just by your presence. But thank you, Lord, for showing us your word through Psalms today. We thank you, Daddy, that your amazing grace flows mightily. So, Lord, many people are traveling here, Lord. We're lifting up the Armstrong families, well, across both of them for that matter. Did Bruce take Donna or did Donna stay back? Okay, yeah, so everybody. And Scott gets to stay behind, and which I'm thinking is your own vacation, right?
You have to hold the fort down.
I think you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So we're lifting up the Chip Shepin family and the Armstrong families and all that. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for your grace. Your grace within Travel Mercies. God is good. God is good. I thank you. Lord, we're lifting up a prayer request from Cindy. And I know Cindy needs prayer, too. So, Cindy, we lift you up, too. But we're also lifting up Cindy's mom's neighbor, Betty, who's been dealing with breast cancer. Lord, we know that breast cancer is a lie from the enemy. It doesn't belong. So we stand upon the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now speaking right to Betty, speaking to that cancer and commanding it to leave right now in the name of Christ Jesus. So cancer, you get off and you leave and you never return. I'm also lifting up a young man named Gary. If Dana's watching, she knows who I'm talking about. It's her husband. He experienced a seizure. Never had a seizure before. He experienced a seizure. We think it was him getting off some medication too fast, you know, and it caused his body to just not go to go crazy with it. But by the grace of God, he's doing well today. Right? He's doing well, but it's a scary thing, obviously, to watch a seizure. But we just speak peace to his entire body, mind, and spirit. His body doesn't have the need for that anymore as he is set free in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the wedding that was here this past Saturday with Justin and Katie. We thank you, Lord, as you bless that union, as you stir up a fresh hunger in them, Lord, to know you more, to love you more, to just really let your love flow through them. They've got a heart for you, Jesus, and it's a great thing, great, great thing to see. Lord, we're lifting up this young lady that Tom's been ministering to for many, many years, and it's been a hard journey for her and for that family. So, Daddy, we just speak your peace, which surpasses all understanding, to all those touched and affected and just touched by this whole thing. Because, Lord, you alone can do this. There's nothing man can do. So, God, just move on in. Move on in and bring the peace. And we're lifting up Tom's friend that has pain in the heel pain, right? All right.
Right heel.
All right. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this friend of Tom's, the right heel, you be healed. Kind of a funny play with words, isn't it? It's the English language. But right, heal, you be healed. You be made whole right now. Be right now. So no more pain there, 100%. Daddy, we're lifting up Christine's daughter, Emily. Lord, I know that the trial she's been going through, she's gone through a surgery recently to have her gallbladder removed, if I remember correctly. So, Lord, I thank you that she has full recovery from that, that she's never endures any of the torment that she's been enduring anymore. She can eat whatever she has a hunger to eat food. Eat food. No nausea, none of that stuff. We speak peace. Peace and perfectly perfect for her in the name of Jesus. And we're lifting up Rita, your sister Sandy. Yeah, we're lifting her up. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that any of these effects caused by a stroke from years back or anything that's trying to sneak up on her now, we command that they reverse and leave right now. Right now, we just speak the peace of God to Sandy as she is made fully, fully whole. But Lord, we're rejoicing for Brandon having a job, for Melody reaching out and touching so many people in her ministry. And Travel Mercies, of course, as we mentioned before, for that family. And it's all good. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, Lord, I thank you that you bring caterpillars for the boys' flight. And you bring them on real quick here, Lord, because I believe Monday they're probably going to be making a decision. So I thank you, Lord, you bring it, that this flight is a go, that young men's lives are touched and transformed, and that your mercies just flow greatly. And same thing, Lord, for upcoming walks. We've got women's walk in September and men's walk in October. It's going to be actually at Camp Chautauqua, I think is how it's pronounced. Do you know where that is?
Chautauqua?
It's up to, yeah, you know where that is? North of Franklin, around the county line there. Montgomery, Miamisburg is what they call it. Yeah, yeah. So you've been to that camp, obviously, because you knew the name. So, Lord, I'm going to be a little busy here. But I thank you, Daddy, for your peace. Okay, you guys got anything else? I think we're good. We're covering. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. That's awesome. Let's say goodbye to folks here. So, Facebook folks, glad you could be here. Remember, God loves you. You're awesome. You're amazing. The power of Jesus does heal. Proclaim it. Speak the result. See you next Thursday. God bless you.